We'll be leaving Petersfield to take three tractor and trailer loads of hay and straw down to Somerset, where the floods are, to help the Somerset farmers out.
So what's your understanding of how bad it is for your colleagues over there?
Well, by looking at what I've seen on the news, it's really bad. Looking at this on the Farmers Weekly website and stuff, there's just acres upon acres that has just flooded, and they've been underwater for so long now that the grass and any crops that are underwater will just start to decay and die off now. So they're going to be without feed right through this year. So the help and support from not only Hampshire but Essex and Norfolk and Wiltshire and all the other counties is just remarkable, and it's just what needs to be done, really.
So you talk about crops in the ground. This isn't for us to eat, this is for the animals.
You've got the grass, which the animals will eat, but you've also got crops which humans will eat, like wheat, barley, oilseed rape. They're all underwater as well. So, you know, it's going to be a knock-on effect, not just for the livestock farmers, but for the arable farmers as well. Like ourselves here at Cadlands, you know, we're lucky, we haven't really got any flooding here, but if we were to be flooded, that would be our main income gone.
And is this stuff in the ground already then?
I didn't realise it had been sown so early. Basically, it's a winter variety. So back in the autumn, we would have literally harvested it in the summer, and in the autumn, we would have planted it. It would have come up and shot, been out of the ground about 2-3 inches, and it just lies dormant for the winter. And then come the spring, it starts to grow away, and then spring, summer, and then come August, September, we start combining it again.
So this is the wheat and barley?
Wheat and barley, but the grass for the animals, sort of, it's coming to this time of the year where that's really going to start growing, so we can take a cut for hay and silage.
And that's what you need for what, winter time?
Well, yeah, to feed the animals all through the winter.
Lovely, okay. And so how do you think they're going to be feeling seeing this out there? Their fields underwater?
Devastated. I know I would be. And I'm sure you asked my boss, Richard, he would say the same. Absolutely devastated. And when I spoke to the farmers that we're taking it to, they were ever so grateful. They couldn't say thank you enough. So it just shows how grateful they are for it. So yeah, we'll be heading down on Saturday, three of us, all in a convoy. And we're going to deliver this to two farms.
What gave you the idea to do this?
Well, Essex Young Farmers have got over 400 tonnes of forage that they've been sending down. And it was just the fact I saw a few friends taking 10 tractors down to a local farm to deliver it to be taken off to Somerset. And I thought, well, we can do that. You know, we're close to Somerset. It's a 5-hour drive. We can do that, no problem. So I phoned around, spoke to some farmers. They were quite willing and pleased and happy to donate some forage. And I organised three of us to take it on down there. Cadland have donated a tractor, John Ellis have donated a tractor, and Tom Marlowe has donated a tractor as well. So there's three of us all going down there with full loads.
Yeah, how much are you going to be taking? What does that mean?
There will be 27 big bales, so that's got to be best part of 15 tonnes of food on each trailer. So 30, 40, 50, 55 tonnes.
So you're taking about 55 tonnes of what, hay and...
Hay, straw and silage.
And how do you feel about doing something like
that? I feel really honoured and privileged to be able to do it, and to be my company that I work for to allow me to have the tractor and trailer and supply the diesel for us to do it. You know, I feel really honoured, the same as the other two boys. You know, we feel really privileged to be able to go down there and do it.
What's it been like to organise?
It's not been that bad, actually. I put a Facebook post out on Hampshire Young Farmers website, and within a couple of hours I had a few messages back, and I then started making a few phone calls to farmers that I know, and yeah, it sort of spiraled from there.
And is it a community that sticks together, do you think?
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't think there's any other industry that supports each other like agriculture. You know, the fact that it's across the whole nation, or whole country, have come together and are sending forage down to the Somerset. And I'm sure if we were flooded here in Hampshire as bad as they are, down in Somerset or in Essex, you know, anywhere as flooded as bad as Somerset is, they would be sending stuff down to us if they had it.